Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. The president of the York County Natural Gas Authority, Jimmy Sprouse, is with us today, and he's no worse for wear because of his life during COVID. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. Jimmy, reintroduce yourself all the new people who have flocked to our county since you were last on the air.
Well, thank you for having me back. My name's Jimmy Sprouse. I've been with York County Natural Gas Authority now for 30 years this July.
30 years?
30 years.
Whoa.
So, straight out of college, so it's... Clemson University.
Is there any other place?
But been in this position now since 2018, and we continue to see a lot of growth at the authority. It's amazing. We crossed over 70,000 customers this year, and really see no end in sight to that growth. It's we're adding a couple thousand customers each year.
Phew, 70,000 customers. Now, the Natural Gas Authority. I'm sure you have a number. How many miles of pipe you have in the ground?
Oh, it's roughly we have about 1,800 miles of pipe in the ground. I had to add it all up. It's roughly 1,600 to 1,800 miles of pipe in the ground.
Golly day. And as you say, when you're adding 2,000 customers a year, that means every time a new subdivision comes online or a new business park opens up, you're involved.
Exactly. I mean, we work with the subdivisions, the developers, from the initial stages, and try to get our lines in there early while the project's being graded and everything, so we're not coming in after the fact. But we do work with all of them, and these subdivisions are pretty decent size these days, and you'll run several miles of main within a subdivision. So it's a lot of planning and work that goes into it.
So with that being said, true or false, you, meaning the Gas Authority, have had supply chain issues as a result of this pandemic?
It's been interesting. I mean, we have seen issues with, when I say product, I'm not talking about natural gas itself. I'm talking about materials, pipe, steel pipe, subcontractors, having a hard time, with some of our subcontractors and them maintaining their employees. So there have been some things we've had to deal with that weren't normal prior to last year.
So with that being said, the growth hasn't stopped.
No, the growth has not stopped one bit. It's we didn't even see. I think this year, like I said, we ran 1,800 service lines last year. This year we're running over 2,000. So the growth has not stopped, really in any form. But we are having some issues getting product in.
Well, what I'm getting to is this: the building has, for the most part, continued, or the planning has.
Right.
Do you find yourself, as a result of slowdown in getting materials, slowdown in getting subs fully staffed so they can do the work for you and installing? I mean, are you behind the eight ball right now?
It's it has forced us to be further behind than we normally would want to be. You know, where we normally would try to get a service line into a house within a couple of weeks, we may see delays of another couple of weeks, depending on what we have available to us. One thing I am seeing delays in is on our appliance sales side. You can order appliance, and we'll try to get it as soon as we can, but sometimes it's taking 12, 16 weeks to get appliances in, if not longer.
Well, and it's interesting you say that, because I'm just chuckling, because you've been doing a major renovation down here at the home office. A lot of it has to do with a whole brand new way to show off the gas appliances, mm-hmm. right?
That's correct.
So you're going to get the building all done and not be able to put anything in there?
Fortunately, we ordered a lot of the show pieces over a year ago, so a lot of those pieces are in place. But it is a challenge right now. If somebody's looking for a specific appliance, a stove, for example, and it's a more of a larger name brand that they want to go with, we may have to order it weeks in advance. So I would encourage anybody who's building a home and wants to put natural gas in there, that if they think about a stove or a grill or whatever it may be, outdoor living, that you get in early while the project's underway, and make sure you get your appliances ordered, because you could be behind the eight ball.
Mm-hmm. And you're at the mercy of the supplier.
Of our suppliers, yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they exactly. may tell you, we can have it for you in a month, and mm-hmm. the month may become 2 months, yeah, 3 months.
Easily. That's happened several times. So,
I think people need to, well, I would hope by now that most people realize this is happening everywhere.
It is. It is. Yeah. I mean, I know we're going to talk about the building a little bit, but we've been hit with two or three, blindside shots with the building because of materials not being available, and you can't finish a portion of that building until you get those pieces in.
So. Well, now that you've segued in there, you got to tell them a quick little story about the pavers for the outdoor, grills.
Oh,
that
yeah.
This is just typical of the problem.
It's exactly. We've had a design for the outdoor living section that were new pavers being put down, and had to order those pavers for that project. And the design changed here recently, and now we're concerned that we're not going to be able to finish. We may have to mix in old pavers to finish the project to make it to get it finished by the deadlines we have set. So it's just if you come up short on a product, you've got to find a way to make it meet, because you can't get it back in, next day air or something like that. It's not going to happen.
You can't go down to Home Depot.
And get it. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
My Lord, man. So with all that being said, you are in a big construction project
right.
down here. It's been underway for well over a year.
Oh, yes.
Maybe 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That project is basically doing what? Giving you more room for offices and a big showroom place?
I think if you look at it from the outside, most of our customers and most of our community is going to see the same building that they've seen since it was constructed in the 1940s. But when you go in the inside now, it's a completely different look. It's a much more open air look, a lot of glass, a lot of open space. We're going to highlight more product than we've ever tried to carry before. So it's more of a destination for our customers to come in and look at product that's available in the natural gas industry. I think our outdoor patio area is going to be a highlight of this. But we also added a lot of office space. We've probably... on that building probably have 18 to 19 offices in the main section, and so we'll have a lot of our employees moving into that building that deal with our customer service side and our sales side. So it's really going to be a nice touch to the once you come inside and take a look.
And it's going to be even nicer when we have appliances to put in
there. So.
Well, this project I know has been a challenge for you.
Yes. It couldn't happen at a better time.
I mean, you probably thought this was going to be a year-long project.
Right.
It's ended up being a two-year-long
Correct.
Project. What kinds of hurdles did you run into?
On top of product availability with the construction of the project, several hurdles. The pandemic itself. I mean, it's we had to shut down the project two or three times because of contractors contracting the COVID. We had issues, some structural issues to deal with in the building that delayed it for a few months. So it's gone through some lulls trying to get it finished. But, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel now, and I'm racing to get to that finish line to get this project finished now.
And for somebody who's done a project like this,
mm-hmm.
The cost was going to be X,
right?
When you signed the paperwork. But with all of the things you're talking about, particularly materials, right. I mean, it costs a lot more than X.
Yes. Fortunately, when we started this project, a lot of those prices were locked in over a year ago. So we didn't see an increase in our contract because of delays from COVID or from material availability or anything, because we had locked in those prices. We did have to make some changes to a couple things that did add a little bit of cost to the project. Right. But we're staying pretty close to budget on this project. It's we had a good architect up front so it was clearly defined to what the work was.
Right.
And so there's not a lot of change orders with this project.
Well, good for you.
Yes.
Good for you. because if you had to go out and buy more lumber
if
right
buying
now.
Today, if we were short on something today, I've heard some horror stories out there on projects that they quoted a price a year ago on some projects that they're just getting to, and the price is 200-300% higher than it was when they quoted the prices.
When you hear them talk, the contractors talk about two befores, which used to be a couple bucks a piece, now they're over $10. Exactly. OSB, which used to be $10 a sheet, now $40 and $50 a sheet.
At the height of it, we heard prices of $70 to $80 a sheet.
There you go.
That, which if you'd have quoted a job based on $7 to $10 a sheet, I don't know how you... Unless you lock that in, which we did on a lot of stuff.
So, as we talked about before we started on the air today, this is what happens when you shut the world's economy down for a year.
Exactly.
Trying to get it up and going again is going to take a little bit of time. I'm not sure any of these prices are going to come back to where they were.
Right.
Because. I mean, it's,
yeah.
People are going to try to hold those up. So, operationally... How did it impact you during the pandemic? I mean, you've got how many employees?
We now have about 120 employees.
All right.
We had a staff meeting a couple weeks before the country shut down. And I remember turning to our IT director, and I told him, you got 2 weeks to figure out how everybody works from home. Because we can't shut down the gas company. It's a public utility that we have to serve our customers, all 70,000 of them. So we figured it out, and we were able, few hiccups, but we were able to do our customer service calls from home, dispatch employees from home, had very few people in the office at any one time, over the past year. Now, we have gradually moved everybody back in while our lobby is not open just yet, but we're planning to open the new showroom when it comes open in September. That'll be open to the public at that time. So, but it was a challenge. I mean, it was not easy to figure out how to get everybody 120 working from home.
Now, a lot of larger employers have a new set of issues to deal with now. They got everybody at home doing their work, and for many people, they enjoy working at home, and they're not interested in coming back to work. So, have you experienced this yet?
Fortunately, we did not. I mean, I'll say this, that it did force us to embrace technology. We made changes, and now we allow a more flexible work schedule for our employees. We're allowing certain groups to work from home during the week, so it's almost like a perk, I guess, for employees to have that flexibility, those that can do it from home, that we allow them to exercise that option, not all the time, but occasionally. But we did not have a lot of issues with our employees. We had a good core group who all came back to work when we asked them to, so we didn't have to run into those roadblocks.
But as somebody who runs all of this, it's a whole different atmosphere when there's nobody there in the building.
It is. It's that has been a – we're still not meeting in large groups, and that is something that's going to take some time, I think, to get everybody back in that rhythm. But you do lose some consistency, some cohesiveness with our employees that existed before the pandemic, that hopefully we can re-engage employees and have that connection again here very soon.
Well, as I heard one employer, and I won't mention any names, say, you know what? We've been doing this now for a year.
Yeah.
Just about everybody's been vaccinated. I think we're probably going to have to break this mentality. We're going to have to get people back here and say, look, this is where we work. This is what we do. There are some exceptions, as you say, that give some flexibility, but we're working, and we need to have everybody's heads together.
I tell you, one of the toughest things for me, and I guess it's just me being not that savvy technology-wise, but was embracing the Zoom meetings, trying to do everything online and all that. So finally we're getting used to it. Now we're trying to get everybody back in because I'm getting a little tired of doing everything over the computer. It does take away from the face-to-face interaction.
You just don't have the same synergy.
No, you don't.
You just don't have it.
Yeah.
It's a nice tool when you can't sit down together, but for a regular way of doing business,
exactly.
No.
Exactly.
No, no. You can't read people's emotions. You know, it's tough.
You can't see the body language. You can't see the body language.
You can't joke with them too well. Mm-hmm. I got you. So you've, as you say, you have realized that there are new ways for you to do what you do.
Yes.
And you're building that flexibility in for those that can work from home.
Correct.
But nobody's working from home all the time.
No. Everybody's coming into the office on a regular schedule.
Right.
There may be a day a week that somebody, maybe a customer service representative, may take your calls from home, and they alternate days doing that. But most everybody's on a regular schedule. Now, you got to look at our construction side, operation side. They never worked from home. They were in their vehicles every day, dispatched to job sites. They may not have spent any time in the office, but they went straight to every job site every day like they had been doing. Just having to take an extra step of precautions with, we had to keep people apart, of course, and follow the guidelines that were passed along to us. So we try to implement those as much as we can during this.
And then, of course, there's that little sticky wicket that you can't force people to be vaccinated.
Correct.
But yet you need to keep everybody healthy.
Exactly.
So, you know. It's coin toss.
It really is. And, we help sponsor the local efforts to do all the vaccinations. And a good many of our employees did go through it. And hopefully by now all of them, or most all of them, have had their vaccinations.
Have you dreaded having to have a conversation with somebody who does not want to be vaccinated?
You know, I don't know how you have that conversation, because it's everybody's individual rights as to whether you want to.
Oh, yeah. So it's, and really, quite frankly, this has been born. We just had this morning on Palmetto Mornings. The state of Maryland issued some data for the month of May in their state. 100% of the people who contracted COVID during the month of May were people who had not been vaccinated. Period. Period.
Wow.
So those who opt not to get vaccinated are really only putting themselves at risk, because the virus is still out there.
Yeah.
We haven't killed it entirely. So you're right. It's up to them, but shame on them if they get sick.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
All right, with that little pontification on my part, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2. The way we do it, we're going to chant it out together at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Slice.
Garden, 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 garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410-646.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Wow, have things changed over the last year? This is Charlie Ruffalo. We're thankful for all your support through this situation, but we've come to a crossroad. Starting immediately, we will close on Sundays. This will allow us time to perform necessary maintenance and deep cleaning, and also give us time to prepare for the week to come. But we're still willing to do caterings for special events on Sundays. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause. But remember, we're still open Monday to Saturday. So come enjoy the best subs and salads in town. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Jimmy Sprouse, the president of the York County Natural Gas Authority, our guest this afternoon. Okay, we've talked enough about pandemic. We have just kind of touched on growth, which just, it doesn't stop. You know, you said you're adding a couple thousand customers every year. And that's residential and business
as
well?
It's more residential than anything, but they're following the growth of industry around here. I mean, there's a lot being developed on 77 Corridor, the Panthers project coming up, a lot of commercial growth is going to follow that. And you know, with everybody moving for residential purposes into the northern part of York County, it's amazing how much pipe is being put in the ground to serve these customers coming in here. And yeah, 2,000 customers, it's a pretty good mix of commercial and residential. Not a lot of manufacturing, but you are seeing a lot of distribution in type projects like that.
I can remember, oh my Lord, 15 or 20 years ago when York County Natural Gas and Lancaster Natural Gas and a couple of others got together to create this new pipeline, forgot the name.
Patriots Energy Group. Yes.
To basically increase the supply, get the supply up here. You finally got that project done.
That pipeline was completed now about 10 years ago.
Okay.
But it's amazing is that we've doubled our capacity needs in 10 years for our customers. Doubled in just a short window of time. And that growth, you know, and what we have to do, the problem is we have to project growth 10 and 15 years out, plan for that growth, and buy those contracts today to put ourselves in a position to serve.
It's the damnedest thing I've ever seen. I mean, we've talked about this all, but the great Ouija board down at York County Natural Gas, we're trying to figure out what we're going to be using way down the line.
Exactly.
Are we going to have a cold winter? Are we going to have a, you know, a warm winter? You know, anyway.
You always budget and plan for a cold winter, and what's amazing to me is this past year was not that cold of a winter. It was a wet one, but not that cold. And I don't know if it was pandemic related with people staying home, but we had a record year of gas throughput into the system.
Really?
Record year.
And if you don't buy right, when you need it, you're going to pay more for it.
You're going to pay a premium for it if you're buying in the daily markets. So it's
happen a lot because you can't totally guess what Mother Nature's going to do.
You can't guess a lot.
All right. So with all these people and all these new customers year after year after year, is the Patriot pipeline, is it adequate to do what you need to have done?
Right. We're looking at growth, again, like I said, 10 and 15 years out, even further than that, and looking at what contracts we have in place. The pipeline and contracts we have in place now are good for about 4 or 5 more years, but we've got a point now that we're looking at expanding these systems to be able to handle growth. One of the things that we're going to add here next year is a compressor station over near Blacksburg. This station will help us increase the flows into our own pipeline, the Patriots Energy Group pipeline, to serve the growth of this county for the next 10, 15 years. And then we have to keep thinking beyond that what we're going to do. We're trying to plan for the next generation. I mean, we just can't, you know, just can't let it be status quo because if you'll get behind the eight ball and what's available to you to serve customers.
Why would you build it in Blacksburg?
Because that's right on top of the transmission lines that come out of the Gulf. So we're able to catch the high pressure lines at that point, pump up the pressures moving into our system and push it across York County into Chester and Lancaster County that way.
So this is a joint project?
Yes, with Chester and Lancaster County.
All right. Mm-hmm. So you already have the land for this?
Plans are in place. All the engineering work and permitting is underway right now. We are probably going to release it for contract later this year, and hopefully it'll take about a year to build out. So we're looking at this thing being online probably winter of 2022, and we'll do some test runs with it, make sure it's in place and ready to go. And the whole thing was being preparation for 2024. So we're a little bit ahead of the game on this. We didn't want to wait too late in case there were delays with product or whatever may be out there, that we get this thing in place to serve our customers.
So exactly, try to visually explain what's going to be there. Some big tanks to hold all
this? There'll be a large building. And within that building will be three compressors that will – large compressor stations. I mean, these are large if you could picture a large Caterpillar compressor sitting in there,
right,
where the gas flows in, it pumps it up to a higher pressure, pumps it back into the system, and flows into our county that way. So we'll have two operating and one on backup for redundancy purposes.
And this will be enough pressure to push it out to all three counties?
Yeah, it'll because, see, we're taking the pressure off the main pipelines over near Blacksburg at around 500 pounds of pressure. So we'll pump it up from that to a higher pressure and push it into our system so that by the time it gets to the end of the line, you're still maintaining, say, 250 pounds of pressure at that point.
So you have to change out any of the pipes that are already in the ground?
No. The pipes in the ground are in place, and they're already tested and designed for a much higher pressure, over 1,000 pounds.
All right.
So those stations and pipes are more than adequate to handle a higher pressure being pushed into them.
So in terms of dollars and cents, how big an investment is this to do something like
this? This is about a $25 million project.
Whoa.
So it's going to, like I say, construction will start coming up here pretty soon. And fortunately, the way we have it structured with some debt restructuring on the original Patriots Energy pipeline, it won't increase the cost to our customers. Because interest rates are so low, the way we're financing it, there's really no change in payments.
So do you structure each gas authority's portion of this based on their customer load? I mean,
each gas authority has a percentage of Patriots Energy Group.
Right.
York County is the largest, partner in this venture. About 65% of it is York County's responsibility. And then Chester and Lancaster County have about an equal share.
Interesting. Wow. Jeez.
So it...
I when you do a project like this and you do it even in Blacksburg, do you get, I don't know, people who come out of the woodwork that are scared to death what this is going to be because they don't understand it?
Fortunately, this area is not a populated area, so it's right off the pipeline. It's beside where the old brickyard used to be over in Blacksburg. So very few residential customers in that general area. And this compressor station, it'll operate. We have to meet certain sound requirements, certain operational emission requirements, and it'll be below all of those requirements. So you won't even know really it's there other than seeing the structure.
So to pull something like this off, you got to bring in some experts
We're dealing with multiple experts, engineering firms, groups that have dealt with compression. We've visited compressor station sites, so doing all of our homework. We've been working on it for over a year now, and hopefully we can get this project up and going, if we can get the product in.
Well, yeah.
Again,
it's not a question of getting the gas here.
Oh, the gas is coming.
The problem is, can we buy the parts to build this thing?
We got to buy the – hopefully we're now locking in all these prices to get this thing done, that it's not going to change on us, you know, 6 months from now while we start construction. But,
Lord.
The gas is – we've got the gas in place ready to be here. It's just make sure we can maintain those pressures.
So when you think beyond, you know, 25 years from now,
yeah,
do you build this kind of a project for 25 years
exactly
down the line?
And this project is designed for, you know, probably 15 to 20 years down the road. So, that like I said, the next generation of leadership at the gas authorities, it'll be in place for them. And so they'll at that time have to start looking 10 and 15, 20 years down the road to see how they serve customers.
Very quickly, plenty of natural gas for everybody?
The gas is available. I mean, prices have been very stable for the past couple of years. We are seeing an uptick in prices at the wellhead. But fortunately for us, we've been able to hedge a lot of our pricing.
Yeah.
So we've got pricing locked in. It's good for the next few years.
And let's just hope Washington keeps their hands out of it so everything continues
exactly
to work right. Thank you.
Exactly.
Jimmy Sprouse, thank you for everything that you do. Boy, that's an exciting story. Good luck on that project.
Well, thanks for having me.
Woo! That's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Mille Lacs, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Now we're going to hear this old Clemson growl. Now we're going to do this right now. Are you ready? Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2. I want you to belt this out like a Clemson fan would. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, 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 garden.
There you go. Go Tigers. See you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.